Welcome to Cloud Tech Talks, your go-to cloud podcast from Amdus Technologies, where we dive deep into the latest innovations in cloud technology and FinOps. I'm your host, Sindhupriya, and today we are exploring agentic AI, when agentic AI meets the cloud. That's the topic for today. We have with us Ilyas. Ilyas works as a senior technical program manager and an AI enthusiast. I could confidently tell him that he's an influencer on LinkedIn as well. Welcome, Ilyas, to Cloud Tech Talks.
Thank you so much, Sindhu, and I'm very glad to be part of this conversation. And like you said, I'm so excited about AI and the capability of agentic AI and what it can do to get to make our lives better, for sure.
Yeah. We are equally excited as well, Ilyas. So let's begin with this question, Ilyas. In the early 2000s, we have been introduced to AI-driven chatbots like Eliza, Alice, and that they were following all strict logics and predefined rules. So then came these AI-powered virtual assistants like Siri or Alexa. So they made use of NLP and machine learning to respond to all of our voice commands. So more of responses to our commands. Then by 2019, we all know ChatGPT came into the picture and it revolutionized our day-to-day lives, whatever the role we were holding. So now that we have agentic AI, the new bus. So let's break it down for the audience. Can you help our audience understand what is this agentic AI and how is it different from the traditional AI models?
Yeah. I mean, as you were asking, I was reflecting myself, you know, how the journey of the chatbot has been so far. And I don't recall the years as such you called out, but I think the chatbot history goes way back, as at least in the Microsoft ecosystem. So Microsoft introduced the chatbot framework, if you recall, and there was a lot of buzz, like you mentioned, about how the chatbot could help simplify the user experience, the customer support per se, because it is pretty hard to fulfill the needs of the customer with the human agents. And that's what the promise of the chatbot or bot framework from Microsoft or other generation of bot solutions like Alexa or Siri and so on. And finally, we are here with the LLM moment where it can fluently talk better English than most of us could do, right? And it's pretty amazing to see where we started and where we are right now. But to answer your question about what is agentic AI and how is it different from the erstwhile, the historical evolution of the chatbots, I think fundamentally two things. One, the current generation of LLM-based chatbots could reason out. It can reason out based on your questions or whatever context that you're supplying. And second, it can take decisions. Right. So, for example, if you ask an AI co-pilot in, let's say, Make My Trip, or let's say I was playing with the Air India website where they've recently, I think a year back, they launched an AI-based chatbot and they are seeing a pretty good success. Right. Now, all of these chatbot can do multiple things. And one of that is one reason out, understand your context and question and make a decision. For example, if you ask the Air India, co-pilot, and ask for suggestion or itinerary for your next trip to Bali, right? So it can nicely, first of all, understand that you're interested, and it might even ask you, what's your intent, how old are you, to customize the package, right, or itinerary for you. And then based on your, further question and answering, it can tell you, it can come up with a nice itinerary, and it can also build you a nice set of package, if you will, right? A tour package to book your flight, as well as you can also, let's say, book a taxi and book a hotel and whatnot. So in essence, agentic AI can reason out, can make decisions and take actions, right? Which is fundamentally different from the previous generations of chatbots, because as you said, those are pretty rule-based. So if you had to build a chatbot for a hospitality scenario. In this particular case, I was talking about the air booking. So you have to train the bot with lots of data against this particular domain of hospitality, so that the bot, the NLP that you have in the backend, can better understand the context of the question that comes from the user, right? And usually it is okay. So if you ask Bali, then it goes to an API and makes certain calls and gets you the list of locations in Bali and build you an itinerary around Bali. But if the data hasn't, if the model hasn't seen data from the US, it may not do well in that particular context. Right, so it was it's pretty strict and pretty workflow based, very bounded. Whereas the LLM, now it is it's limitless, right? It created understanding. It can do multiple tasks, again based on how you build the agent, right? So for different industry and different contexts, and that's why I'm pretty excited that recently Satya made a announcement that SaaS is dead and AI is here, right? So what he meant by that statement is AI is going to be a new SaaS layer, right? So far humans were clicking and logging in and so on. Now agent AI can do pretty much those tasks for us, which leaves the human to do a much better job.
All right, so agentic AI or more autonomous compared to the traditional AI models, and they are powerful in decision making. It's not just based on the predefined scripts and out of the data which we have fed to them. It can also make decisions on the tasks. Wonderful. So now let's get into the actual topic. So agentic AI and cloud. What are the areas do you think this agentic AI can revolutionize cloud?
There are plenty of areas, right? So my background in the past has been I was a cloud solution architect, so that means understanding the customer's requirement of putting together a cloud solution, moving assets from on-premise to cloud, or architecting a brand new solution, right? Or adopting, let's say, a Kubernetes-based workload from a typical web app or let's say physical infrastructure to completely Kubernetes-based. So as a solution architect, so you have multiple roles to play. First, you need to have a solid understanding of what the virtual cloud is all about. How do you spin up? How do you deploy all of these services or migrate all of these services and so on? So there's a lot of skill, and it takes effort and time to get upskilled in all of these resources, right? And secondly, understanding the cloud and DevOps and CI/CD tools for you to effectively build the cloud layer, the infrastructure layer. And there we have, when I started, there were a lot of tools like Ansible and Terraform. I mean, Terraform is still ruling the market. We have Biceps from Microsoft, Arm from Microsoft, and AWS has its own tools, and Google has its own tools. So it's a pretty diverse area for anybody to get to become an expert and master in this area, right? So we talked about the complexity of the infrastructure. We talked about the effort and time it takes for anyone to get better at these, cloud tooling, right? Then comes your security. How do you provision this? How do you deploy these applications, right? So there are plenty of work that not just individual, a bunch of folks come together to deploy all of these services. And not just deployment, but later once it is deployed, you need to manage the life cycle of these services to keep the lights on all the time, right? Now, LLM, generative AI, in the cloud space, there are plenty of things to do. One, it can simplify the deployment or architecting the deployment itself for the cloud architects. Second, it can also help you build this Terraform, the complete CI/CD code for you, right? I mean, again, based on your choice, right? If you're doing multi-cloud, it makes your life even harder. How do you build Terraform templates that can deploy in a multiple cloud, scale in multiple cloud, get the data or building data from multiple clouds? So it's extremely difficult. Of course, there are plenty of tools, but the question here is how can LLM simplify this? So it can first help us onboard the infrastructure into the cloud. Second, it can maintain and monitor the scale of these applications on cloud. And the most important area that I'm specifically interested in is excited about is also the FinOps area, because I had a very keen interest in the FinOps area. So it can also help us maintain, or not maintain, but monitor the cost aspects, especially in the large
Okay.
installation base. It can look at your, the cloud consumption, wastage optimization, setting up the budget for us, setting up the report, or proactively looking at the dashboard and guiding us in all of that. Yeah, so it has a pretty massive role to augment and support us with the complex nature of the cloud.
Yeah, it covers almost every aspect of cloud, right? From deployment or let it be scaling up, scaling down, keeping it, making it
Absolutely.
automatic or compliance, security, everywhere. The proactive monitoring, as you said, everything is possible with agentic AI. It could revolutionize all these areas. Great to know. So holding on to that thought, Ilyas, let's touch upon the key aspect in cloud. Automation. So, how is agentic AI, or how can the agentic AI redefine automation in cloud environments?
Yeah. So when you talk about the automation, invariably we are touching upon the CI/CD aspects, right? So how do you deploy application? How do you scale application? How do you secure it? So today, within Azure, you have Azure Copilot, which can do multiple things. For example,
Yeah.
you can ask a simple questions like how many VMs are running? How many VMs are utilized at 100% or 90% and whatnot, right? And second, from the automation point of view, so we do plenty of stuffs like if you're talking about data automation, data pipelining and stuff, within Azure, you have Azure Data Factory, or you could also look at multiple third-party application which does this automation, right? So LLM per se, can understand the context. If you're specific about Data Factory, it can build the pipeline that I used to, manually sit and write, or plug the wires between one services and another service. Now with LLMs, you could build these pipelines and plug into your, whichever software that you use and you're familiar with, and
Okay.
then it can further augment and extend based on your requirements as well.
That's great. So the best part of the agentic AI is it can easily integrate with all the existing environments. That's one of the benefits we could see. Great. So when I was going through some of the research journals, Ilyas, so according to Gartner research, it shows like by 2028, 90% of the enterprise software engineers will be using AI code assistance, so which is far higher than 14% in the early 2024. And also some of the journals, I came across some use cases where RuCode, a coding agent combined with DeepSeek, it can automate the full stack development, and the developer was able to create a CRM out of it. And we know this RevDebug, a software company, they have this agentic AI. They make use of this agentic AI to analyze the code and identify the potential bugs, pretty much for bug fixing they use. So can you help our audience to get themselves familiar with the real world examples of agentic AI systems solving some maybe the cloud infrastructure challenges or any other use cases, if you could bring up?
Yeah, so I myself start my day with Copilot, right?
Okay.
And I'm a PM at Microsoft, and I do, other than the primary role as PM, but I also do coding on a daily basis so that I can be in touch with the coding. And so I start with Copilot on Edge, and then I move on to Copilot on VS Code, right? There are plenty of
Okay.
new features within the VS Code, but the one that I like really about is VS Code within the terminal. And I use Linux in a terminal a lot because I play with the CLI and Docker commands and so on. So you have this Copilot in the terminal, you have Copilot as a chat, you have Copilot within the VS Code editor. So you can basically ask, I mean, you can share your intent in a natural language, and the Copilot, I mean, let Copilot to nicely write pretty much the code that you want, right? And I used to tell my team that more than ever, you need to be clear about your intent. You need to be clear about the goal that you want to achieve
You
end of
want
the
to
day with
achieve.
your application, right? Usually, without this Copilot, without this prompt engineering, you would start coding and then you go yourself and write additional new methods and functions. But now, if you have the goal right, if you have the project description right, the Copilot can pretty much write the entire code, part of the code, and so on. And I'm so
Wow.
excited about some of the numbers that you mentioned. It's certainly above 14 or 50%, 15% that you said, but I see pretty varied
14.
numbers from Copilots to other players in the market. But certainly, at least if you ask me personally, my overall productivity has increased by 50%, right? It's my personal claim because I'm using Copilot left, right, center,
Okay.
and I certainly, I mean, I was playing with this Rook Lane client, which is pretty amazing because right now Copilot is great at generating, code completion. Right, but how can I make this entire development of software end-to-end automated? And that's where the ideas like Rook Lane or Kline, and there are plenty of the other startups who's working on this, or making code as autonomous, where you simply state what your requirement is, and they deploy. I mean, the IDE or the agent deploy hundreds of agents, or I don't know how they work under the hood, but there must be more than one agent, which breaks your intent or the prompt and spin up multiple, agents in the backend. One act as a developer, one act as a product manager, tester, and so on. So at least in the Rook Lane as on today, so you can mention that you are trying to build a clone of HubSpot, right? So it can go and do the research, look at the web, and figure out the high-level feature that they have, and can spin up agents to start writing the code. And the beauty of this autonomous software, or the IDE, is it builds itself, and then it figures out the error that comes out, and then go fixes the error itself. Right? Just imagine it's how powerful it is, right? Because as a developer, you need to, I mean, if you're writing a Python code, you need to write the code, compile it, check what's the error, and then go fix it, right? But now, when you're sleeping, these IDEs can autonomously start writing code, compiling, get the error, fix it, and do it at the scale that we can't do as an individual developer. And that's what I'm excited about. And this is nothing to say, it's going to help us to be a 10x developer or 100x developer, which is what I'm excited about.
It's quite fascinating to understand the kind of impact it is creating. It saves a lot of efforts, as you said, the time and everything. We could probably look at the core or the critical tasks while agentic AI is taking after all your autonomously it can take care of all your rudimentary tasks or the mundane
Sure,
tasks
sure.
every day.
So, if I may add one thing there. So, in a typical project management, you have this, three constraints. One, you have, like I said, money, time, and people, right? These are the three constraints all the time, right? Now, with the LLMs, especially open source LLMs, since you touched upon the DeepSeek, it's open source. You can host it yourself, right? So that way you don't incur cost. But then if you still go for a cloud-based DeepSeek where Azure has a hosted version, it's much, much cheaper, right? So that way you could use any of these open source LLMs to create multiple agents and get millions of tokens to complete your coding. And you can also mitigate this human problem with agents, because let's say you're a startup and you can't hire more than two, three developers. But then you can augment these three developers that you have with hundreds of agents, right? And then you can pretty much save your time. So basically, you're able to navigate this three project management constraints with AI agents. And that's why most people are excited about the possibilities of agents, at least within the software.
Yeah, this again presses the point that AI or the agentic AI is not going to replace the humans, but definitely it's going to augment them and complement them at certain areas and going to help them become more efficient and concentrate on the physical, I mean, the tasks that are real critical and where it needs a human intervention. All right, so Elias, let's pass this conversation for the time being. We are holding on to that thought for a while. Listeners, we are wrapping up this episode on topic when agentic AI meets cloud. Wait for the next episode to continue our conversation with Elias. Till then, don't forget to hit the subscribe button and follow us on LinkedIn. Write all your cloud-related queries to info@theRateOfAmdisGlobal.com. We'll catch up in the next episode. Till then, enjoy your cloud journey.